style, dude.
You're listening to Dr. Groove on the wireless.
And once again, all you cats and chicks too. How about that? After all, some of you listen to my show. Once again, we're going to start our modern concert, give you time to relax. We've given you a whole lot of time, haven't we? But you're going to have fun. That I promise you. A whole lot of fun, only because the New Jazz Foundation makes it so. Bringing to you the greatest musicians in the country. I know I'm almost sure now, by now, that you know the lineup. We're going to start off with Dizzy Gillespie and his quintet, featuring Charlie Parker. So I don't know whether Charlie has come in yet, but we've got Don Byas working, standing by. So we're going to start with the Dizzy Gillespie Quintet featuring Charlie Parker and Don Byas. Max Roach, Al Haig, the boy I've been telling you about, who right after the concert leaves for Woody Herman's orchestra. And Curly Russell, I want you to watch Max Roach. He's really a fine drummer. He's really killing. I know he's going to knock you out. Here it is, A Night in Tunisia. Or, what do we call it?
Interlude. Thank you.
Well, that's our boy. Our boy, Dizzy Gillespie, his quintet. We keep right on jumping.
Yeah, we'll keep right on jumping. You're listening to Groove on the Wireless, all right, and that was taken from... That introduction was what a DJ should sound like, so even though you're stuck with Dr. Groove, that was some other Hepcat DJ from 1945 introducing the Dizzy Gillespie quintet, and I noted that Charlie Parker hadn't shown up yet, so Charlie was off late, off somewhere, probably busy seeing a man about a dog. That was 1945, and that was kind of the origins of bebop, and that's the famous Town Hall concert. Max Roach, Bud Powell, Charlie Parker, and Dizzy. So that's a hard act to follow. So you're listening to Groove on the Wireless. I was lost down the country this week. I always end up losing myself or getting lost in certain counties in particular. I get lost in Longford and I get lost in Galway. I think it's all those little stone walls, and I found myself driving behind a tractor and I realised that the road had narrowed significantly and that I was somewhere between Tuam and Ballinasloe and really, really lost. And it's at moments like that that you start praying. So that kind of brings you to the next track. For an atheist to start praying, you've got to be in trouble. And it's a track called Lordy, and it's by Dirty Three and Low.
Lordy, say
Yes, 23 minutes of the show gone already, and I think I only played 3 tracks. So, as you can guess from this show, it kind of goes all over the place. So, that's what Dr. Groove does. It's Groove on the Wireless. You're listening to Radioactive International. You can donate to our station. We're a pirate radio station with a history going all the way back to the days of transmitters, but now on the wonderful wide world of the internet. You can donate if you go to our webpage and just click the donate button. Send us in the money and the tunes will keep coming. I think that was really a kind of, it's effectively what I'm like about religion. Brendan Beam was asked, we broadcast from Dublin, by the way, a lot of us, but we're from all over. But Brendan Beam is somebody that always was good for a quote. And he said that they asked him if he was religious, and he said, always in sickness, never in health. And I think that's what it's like. It's only when you really get lost, you start getting religious. But really, I'm not religious at all. I'm not spiritual. There is some sort of magic that's out there, but I don't really believe in the whole big bearded man in the sky sort of thing. I think the magic's internal. I think we've got to search for it internally, and that we can create it. But that's a collective process. That last track was called Rats of the Capital. I thought it was just the Rats of Capital, as in capitalism, but no, it's just the Rats of the Capital. So it could be that Mogwai are Scottish and they have an issue with people from London. That could well be possible. Before that, we had Lordy from a In the Fish Tank series, which was a combination of Low, the band Low, and the band 33. And just so that you believe that I play music that's kind of more modern than some of the other stuff that we've been playing up to now, the next couple of songs are all pretty recent. This one is a little boppy, ditty boppy, whatever you want to call it, a song that you could effectively dance to, and it's by Alex Coulton and it's called Brooklyn.
was she breathing? And I wish she stand only for long enough, long enough. Hits hard to say. Separate or combine, I ask you last time.
Did I hold you too tight? Did I not let enough light in?
Ooh. 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 If a feeling appears, if you might
closer than this.
We used to get closer than this. Is it something you miss? We used to be closer than this. We used to be closer than this. We used to get closer.
You're listening to Radioactive International. This is Groove on the Wireless, Dr. Groove, and that was three songs. Wham, bam, thank you, ma'am. Three in a row, and they were all relatively recent. So, since I started off the show with a live recording from a bebop concert featuring Dizzy Gillespie, Charlie Parker, Max Roach, from 1945, I didn't want to let you think that I'm kind of living in the dark ages. That was from the latest release by XX. Some people say it sounds remarkably similar. I don't have a problem with that because I love the first album, and the second album is more the same, and I think that there's something really wonderful and unique in that sound. And Jamie XX is a marvelous producer, so we may go on with something from him. But before that was a band that was introduced to me by my friend Joe, a very talented lad, keeps me up to date with a lot of things, and that was Holy Order. He does t-shirts, actually Nutmeg t-shirts, so go down to Casa Rebelde, I think it is, in Temple Bar, and you can pick up some of his stuff. Great stuff, like The Panel, which is just three heads all looking at each other, which is kind of the way The Panel should be. That's a soccer reference. You international listeners won't get that. Holy Other, I think, is the name, and it was in tour. I'm not really sure what the track was. It'll all be listed anyway in the track listing below. And then before that, we had Alex Coulton with Brooklyn. I'm getting completely tongue-tied. Maybe there's something going on with my brain. I did a gig at the weekend, and a guy was there from Brazil, and he went on after me, and I played a really kind of up-tempo set, and he was more into the soul, funk, disco stuff, and I was wondering how he was going to follow it, and he followed it with a classic, and then a band I'd never heard of before, and I love this sound. So this is really beautiful, proper disco the way it should be done, and it came out of Atlanta in the late 70s. The band was called Brick, and this is called Daz. Maybe it's a washing powder. I don't think it was at the time. Maybe it was a reference to something else.
Get up.
You're listening to Dr. Groove on the wireless.
Yes, that's very true. You were listening to Dr. Groove on the wireless, and that was... Yeah, you were listening to Daz by Brick, some band from Atlanta. So if I'd have listened to that properly all the way through, I would have heard that Daz is disco jazz. You get it? The way it melts in there, blends together. You're listening to Dr. Groove on the wireless. The little link that you heard was recorded by my mother. That's my dear mama's voice. She's telling you that Groove is on the wireless and you're listening to Radioactive International. And we've been missing in our house Treme, which is a series set by the same guy who made The Wire down in New Orleans. And I had the good fortune to be in New Orleans. And recently I walked in to a record store. And now, I presume because of the way the music industry is going, you're able to pick up almost an entire back catalogue of albums by certain artists. And I avail of the opportunity to pick up a lot of albums by Dr. John because he's one of my favourites. And he's really feels like a fellow traveller. And I'm going to play two tracks by him and something else, which is very synonymous with New Orleans. And we'll see how much we've got left when we've done all that. So we're off to the Crescent City with Dr. John.
They call me Dr. John, known as the Night Tripper. Got my satchel of gris in my hand. Dig me tripping up and back down the bayou. I'm the last of the best, they call me the greedy man. Got many clients, come from miles around, running down my prescription. I got medicine to cure all y'all's ills. I got remedies of every description. I got
green, green, green,
now. You got love trouble, you got a bad woman you can't control, I got just the thing for you. Something called controlling hearts and get-together drops. If you work too hard and you need a little rest, try my Easy Life Rub or put some of my Boss Fix Jazz in your breakfast. Try a little bit of call me Dr. John, known as a night tripper, a satchel of gris in my hand. Then it tripping up, back down the bayou. You know I'm the last of the best. I'm known as a gris-gris man. Sell it. Water, if your neighbors give you trouble, put your business in the street. Seal it, Jupiter, my whole card, it just won't be beat. Try my dragon's blood, my drawn powder, and my sacred sand. Left a little black cat oiled if your woman got another man. Some goof of dust we need to laugh out. A ball six pine, I know to be not the palm of your hand. Devil, she's strange, old as same. Put her on your woman's feet and say she don't want to back on and bury her from below. No. Gree, gumbo, yeah. Hey now, boy.
So that was two from the Crescent City in New Orleans, and there was the beautiful ghostly sounds of Dr. John to start off with Gris Gris Gumbo. I love the production on that album. And then there was Professor Longhair with Big Chief, which is really an anthem of New Orleans. And we're going to finish with, I think that you can always learn some things through music, and this is one of those things that you can learn, so that if you get caught with something or if you're in a bad situation, just always go back to the mantra. So this is the Olympic Brass Band with It Ain't My Fault, and I know I've used that in the past. I hope you've enjoyed it. This has been Groove on the Wireless. show number 5, I think, you can get in contact with me by emailing me at drdr.groove@radioactiveinternational.org. Spell it all, it comes straight through to me. I hope you've enjoyed the show. We'll do it all again next week. All right, take care. Bye bye. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Dr. Groove on the wireless. The Moon.